Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. Five DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit mensteeclinic.com. That's mensteeclinic.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan, where I want you to text in and ask Alec about the joke I just made that has him... I think he's furious with himself because he appreciates how clever it is, but doesn't want to like
it. Or he's reevaluating his life.
Yep.
Both of those things could be true. Right now, it's time for the C Block starring Corey Majors.
Thank you very much, Kevin. As promised, did you say that the winner of the 21 Pilots tickets was born in 03?
Yeah, we've got a different demographic probably that's going to be going after this one.
That's 22 years old right there.
Yeah.
My oldest son was born in 2004.
I was born in 01.
Jeez. Wow. Anyway, thank you to all the Tolos out there, no matter how old you are or young. But if you're too old, right? You know what I'm saying, Kevin?
I get you.
In which country is kite flying considered a professional sport? A, South Korea.
Feels like New Zealand.
B, Thailand. C, the Philippines. Or D, China. That is the question. We will answer it again. In which country is kite flying considered a professional sport? Guys, I want to start with sports here.
I thought you did.
Again, I want to restart with sports.
Okay.
And I want to go to one of my favorite pitchers of all time. Kevin, do you remember the night we met Oral Hershiser and he was sitting right next to us in the booth? And I'd about lost my mind. Mm-hmm. And I even did No Shirt 9 with Oral right mm-hmm. next to us. I have a picture of me standing next to Oral without a shirt on. That was like, it was a weird moment, mm-hmm. but at the same time, pretty special.
Mm-hmm.
So he's calling the Dodgers and Astros over the weekend, Kevin, and you pointed out there was an 18-1 drubbing of the Dodgers.
18-1.
Well, one would think that a team might be cheating.
Oh,
as the Astros have done in their past.
Do you think that?
Not me, but Oral Hershiser does.
I don't want to open an old wound, but in some ways they're swinging at these breaking balls like they know what it's coming. I mean, that is not a bad pitch. It's really a very good pitch. Low and away, probably would have ended up by the ankles if it would have made it past the bat.
Oh, dear.
First off, I do want to go back to that part where he was like, that's not a bad pitch. It's actually a good pitch. It sounds like very Trump right there. Hey, it's not as good as my pitch, but very good pitch nonetheless.
True.
It wasn't a bad pitch. It was actually beautiful. But he said, I don't want to open an old wound.
But you have to know.
Immediately it opened up.
That was very much like, hey, I don't want to sound like a whatever the problematic phrase is. And you're like, then just... stop talking. He wanted to open up that.
But in some ways, they're swinging at these breaking balls like they know what is coming. And here's where he brings it up because he's calling a Dodgers game. The Dodgers lost to the Astros in the World Series. They should have won that World. They feel like they should have won that World Series and that the Astros shouldn't have it. So there's always going to be some bitterness there. And I get it for a team like the Dodgers, for any fan of the Dodgers, for anybody who ever played for the Dodgers, and now like Orr Hershiser won a World Series with them and now is connected to them again. He is hurt by it. When does the world stop bringing up the trash cans? When does the world stop calling the Houston Astros cheaters?
Or the Trashros? If they're doing sports fandom right, never. All right? Never. If you have that level of sports beef and you think it costs you a championship, like, oh, Dwayne Wade didn't need a whistle to get you up for the Hall of Fame speech. Mm-hmm. Like, never you let that go. Look, man, they were found guilty. They cheated and won a world title. Did they have to give that world title back? No.
For some reason.
So you can be bitter about that until they strip them of the title.
Yeah. So this morning I heard Sean and RJ and Bobby and Peyton show discussing this. And they said, well, at least until Altuve's gone, because he's the only one that would be left of the group that was there for it, like the Bregman, Correa, him, like that group right there. And in my mind, I was like, no, it has to go further than that, because that is an organizational thing. It wasn't something that Altuve did on his own and nobody else was part of. The entire organization, AJ Hinch knew. He just turned a blind eye to it, he says. And I was like, look, I didn't tell him not to, and that's where I screwed up. I should have said, we don't do this. That's what he's basically said. But he said, they were doing it. I kind of knew what was going on. I didn't do anything to help. I just kind of went about my business on it. But that's an organizational thing. So I think that gets attached to the logo. That gets attached to the franchise forever.
Yeah.
And because at any point down the road, and I'm not saying, look, the entire organization could be gone. All the people in the organization could be turned over at some point. And I still think it's attached to them because they're the ones that got caught. The White Sox. Don't we kind of look at even though we weren't even alive for Shoeless Joe Jackson, kind of look at the White Sox a little weird.
Man, that's a good question. Do people still look at the White Sox questionably because of something that happened like 100 years ago? That's interesting.
So that like that one,
I don't know.
And so I will always, and obviously too, like you said, I have a sports beef with the Astros in that they're our natural rival in state. They've talked a lot of trash.
Yeah.
Because that's where, you know, they trash got most of their information from a trash can.
Yeah.
And we have finally won a World Series. Like that, I get that part of it. We finally did it. It finally got over the top. But that's they will always be attached to that in some way, shape, or form, no matter who leaves the organization. Bregman's gone. I'd ask you this. Do Bregman and Correa still get the booze that they got whenever they were Astros? Because Altuve does still.
It doesn't feel like
it. Yeah, it doesn't. I don't think so either, because people are like, oh, well, they've moved on. I will too. But I will always not like Bregman that much. Even if he's on the team, I'll be like, whatever, dude. You talked all that trash knowing that y'all were cheating the entire time.
I didn't want to take off my shirt for my wife's sake. Come on, dude.
Whatever. Sticking with sports locally. Saw this morning. Plano Senior High School will be playing Permian Saturday, August 30th at noon. So that's a long time from now, but Saturday, August 30th at noon at the Star in Frisco.
Oh,
broadcast on the NFL Network.
Oh, cool.
How awesome. I mean,
Plano Mystique.
Yes, it is the Plano Mystique. We've gotten to see that back and forth. We've gotten to see that a lot of times in the playoffs.
I was sitting in the press box when somebody got a breakaway run against Plano Senior in a playoff game and tripped over nothing. And multiple people in the press box go, you know what that was right there? Plano Mystique. And I was like, or maybe he just tripped. They're like,
Plano Mystique. And definitely. Like, right. And listen, Plano in, and it's been, they're the Cowboys. 30-something years since they've won a state title.
Whoa. Is it 94?
I think so. And so they have, but at one time, right, whenever we were in high school, they were the dominant ones. Agreed. We all knew it. Plano was, and Kevin, they were coming back to prominence while we were at the newspaper there.
That 07 team was legit.
But how cool is it? And it says two legendary teams, one legendary game.
I agree. Those are legendary
teams. How cool is it to be, and again, how cool is it to be able to play at the Star? It's right there in our neck of the woods. It's not as big as the big stadium, but it's another venue that allows you to say, hey, we're gonna have a lot of people in this stadium, and it's a little bit different. It's a little unique. I think this is a really cool opportunity if you're a high school kid to be able to be in that band, to be able to be around the team, to be a player on the field. This is a really cool thing, and I think this is awesome, and I hope that we get to see a few more of these teams continue to do these things. I've always thought that when Jerry built that, and as these teams have been invited into it, it's a cool environment.
Yeah, no, I agree. And especially for Permian, right?
Oh, man.
Since they're further away, I was just going to say for Plano, you've seen them. They had the opportunity to play at the old Texas Stadium, AT&T Stadium, the Star. But for Permian, who's just further away, I know they get those same opportunities, just maybe not as frequently, but I think it's really cool.
From the 214, Converse Judson ruled the 90s. Yeah, that's true, too. That is definitely true.
Converse Judson was up there, man.
A lot of people texting in. It was Plano's 06, not 07 team. I was a senior on 07's. Rex Burkhead was quarterback and punter, and we sucked. That was my first year, I believe, to be on with sports with you, which it was 06 was my first year there.
Yeah, I remember they were like,
hey, Rex, you're going to play quarterback. And he was like, what? And they were like, he's like, you're the best athlete. He's like, I know, but like, am I the best quarterback?
Okay, so like,
he was running for his life.
I'm sorry, too. Corey, and this is not the time or place. I thought Rex Burkhead was a starting quarterback his sophomore year.
I did too.
And I'm going to stick with the idea that I think it was that 2007 Plano team that made it to the state semifinals.
You also have a weird, like, your years are weird to me. So it could have been, was it 06, 07? Is that what you're saying?
No, because it doesn't work that same way in high school football. Look, the way I do the years is right in the Super Bowl. Whenever they're like, they won the 1996 Super Bowl. No, they didn't. I'm looking it up right now. Yes, it was 2007 with then quarterback Carson Meagher that made it to the state semifinals.
Yeah.
Boom.
I was there for that team. I covered that team.
I got booed at Texas Stadium because of that team.
That was an absolute blast of a team to follow, too, man. I had go back and look at the stories I wrote, features on those kids, and they were exceptional.
Bobby will find them like
that. Yeah, he will, and he'll go, Corey, you're some damn fine writing here.
Well,
man.
That's nice.
It's nice to compliment myself. Yeah, thanks. Kevin, you read every one of those stories. You couldn't compliment me here?
No.
Dang it. He read a lot of
it's
stories.
It's been too long.
Kevin, I saw Pro Football Focus. We discussed this, the offensive line rankings for Pro Football Focus.
I don't think so.
Where would you put the Cowboys?
Look, it's your fault that I think this way now.
32nd?
No. I would not put them 32nd. No, but it's your fault that now I immediately think about them as just being in the middle of the pack on everything.
If you go every time we bring up rankings, if I say middle of the pack for position, for team, for defense, if I say middle of the pack, how often am I right? Pretty much all the time.
Yeah.
Well, Kevin, the Cowboys are lower than middle of the pack this year.
Look, there are a lot of question marks on that offensive line.
They currently have the Cowboys at 23. Considered a team strength not long ago, the Cowboys offensive line is full of question marks. Tyler Guyton's rookie season with a 49.4 overall grade, which ranked 73rd at the position. Kevin, how many tackles are there?
Yikes.
At right and left in the NFL?
I mean, so theoretically, you would say 64 just based on the math, and I know more are going to get there, but let's say you take another, 20? So let's say 85. And what was he ranked?
73rd. So he really wasn't even technically a starting tackle.
He was not a starting caliber tackle last year.
In addition, Dallas will play two other starters who are either early in their careers, Cooper Beebe, or rookie Tyler Booker, who's expected to replace Zach Martin.
That's fair.
Again, this is the one glaring red flag question mark that I have for this team. if I'll say this again, if they are good, this team will be good. Because
maybe really good.
I think that
this podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Back is when he has time is a good quarterback. I think you have good to great receivers outside. I don't know exactly what you have in the running game, but that's going to rely a lot on your blocking.
Yeah.
So 23 right now, if they finish top 10 at the end of the season, you're finishing pretty well in this division. And right now, 23, do you think that's high or low for them?
I think it's low, but I just want to make clear, I understand.
Yeah.
I get it too.
There's a lot of unproven stuff that needs to be proven. And then finally, the trivia question. In which country,
Philippines,
is kite flying considered a professional sport?
I believe we're going to go with the Philippines, Alec.
That's right. I'm feeling it.
China, South Korea, the Philippines, or Thailand? The answer? Thailand.
Huh.
You guys are 2-1 now, I believe, out of the 3 days that I've actually remembered to do this.
Hey. If I go to Thailand, I would much rather fly a kite than have to watch season 3 of The White Lotus again.
Jeez. That's the C block, ladies and gentlemen.
We're the KNC masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, it's time for Wanker of the Weekend. Who was the best at being the worst this weekend, and why was it Kamonte Turpin?
Oh.
Next on The Fan.
And now Turpin fields the kick, deep dances, and running it out. Left to the 30, to the 40. To midfield, Turpin's got the Jets going, 10-5, touchdown by the league's leading kickoff returner, and everybody's hanky is in its pocket.
I love it. That look, we've stopped down for a few different calls over the years. I think that is tremendous right there. We're the KNC masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. We're going to get into Wanker of the Weekend in a minute, but first, We go to Corey for I'm not sure.
I got a text from the 214. It says, won't be able to listen to the rest of the show because of a meeting, but love you guys. Best show on the station for sure.
Mm.
Especially better than Wolchuk is what they said.
Oh, that's rude.
I'm just joking. They didn't say that part.
I didn't say it was wrong. I just said it was rude.
But my reply to them was turn up the volume during the meeting. And they can't hear this right now because they're in the meeting and they decided not to listen during the meeting. However, don't you think that meeting would be a lot better if the volume on this show was turned up for all the rest of your coworkers?
Mm.
Maybe even your boss. He'd probably give you a raise.
Oh, and if they tell you to turn it down, what you do is you stick your middle finger down and then you'd be like, oh, can you not hear this either? Do you need me to turn it up?
See?
And then let us know. Well, you'll have all the time to listen to us.
I think it's very important, though, if you're going to Tolo, even during meetings, it should be on. I'm just saying. Turn okay. on, leave on for a reason.
Understood.
Thank you.
Now, Wanker of the Weekend, 877-881-1053. We haven't talked about this yet today. You probably know where we're going with this. Is it Kevontae Turpin? Kevontae Turpin, and it depends, once again, it depends what headlines you read, how nervous you might have been about the story. Kevontae Turpin gets in trouble for two misdemeanors. You might be like, that could have been
two
worse.
Two separate misdemeanors yes. that I think are worse because they happened at the same time.
I think you're right. But if you just saw misdemeanors, you might be like, it could be worse. Yeah. All right, here's...
Kevin has a misdemeanor on his... Nope, it's gone.
No, got wiped out from the record. I mean, I definitely got arrested for it. But, all right. So, the Allen Police Department, per, of course, TMZ Sports. Kevontae Turpin was arrested at 11:49 p.m. on Saturday night. First of all, I'm glad it wasn't at like 3 or 4 in the morning, like a lot of these stories turned out to be. So, that's
good.
Nothing
good happens after midnight.
Yeah, especially when the cops feels like are involved. Here's where the story stops being good. And this is what I'll never understand. He was driving 97 in a 70.
Okay. All right?
So that part I get.
I've done that.
But during the stop, police said they saw an unholstered 9mm pistol in plain view in the back seat of the car, and less than 2 ounces of marijuana were found in the center console of the car. I always think, like, if you actively, and by the way, you know, he ran into charges for both of those things. He has posted bond and been released. But I would think, like, if you knew you had active infractions happening in your car, that's when you would drive the speed limit.
Yeah.
Like, I get it. What a wonderful world it would be if everyone drove at the speed limit or at an appropriate speed and traffic meshed all together. And that's great. But, like, I would think the most time you would follow the traffic yeah. laws would be that. And also, why is your unholstered gun sitting on the back seat?
Because it wasn't holstered, obviously, Kevin.
He had
to put it somewhere. Now, I just imagine, I don't know what kind of vehicle it was. I just presume it's a SUV of some sort. So that's a pretty large vehicle, right? Like, that's a... to reach back there is kind of a distance away.
I just know it was a Dodge.
Maybe okay, Dodge Ram, maybe.
I don't
Charger. So I don't know exactly what it is, but the gun, you put it back there because you don't want it in the seat next. I don't know. I don't understand. I really don't understand this. But having marijuana, I don't think is that big of a deal. Having a gun, I don't think is that big of a deal, as long as it's registered and licensed, right?
Exactly.
But I do understand if you have both of them in your vehicle,
yeah.
how that's a problem because being under the influence and so much and so all those things involve. I agree with you as well. If you have things in your vehicle that you know are illegal, you shouldn't be going 97. That's poor decision making. All right. That is very poor decision making. What hurry were you in?
And like, you're right. I'm not here to litigate marijuana laws in this country or in this state or anything like that. But if you know you have a couple of potential infractions in your car, that's when
whether
or
not you agree with them.
Yes.
Just like we used to say with Randy, let's use Randy Gregory as an example here. We all said we don't care about the smoke and weed policy with the NFL.
Sure.
But the policy is what it is.
Right.
So you have to adhere to it.
Like, it's the same reason that you see people slow down when they see a cop is near. It's not because they're like, by God, I believe in America and this speed limit, and I will respect. No! It's because you don't want to get a ticket.
Mm-hmm.
Unless, like, maybe that did happen to you once. But, like, for the most part, everybody just slows down because they don't want to get a ticket. Not because they also believe the speed limit should be no higher than, like, 65 miles an hour anywhere you go. They just don't want to get a ticket. And that was the thing to me, is sometimes you think some of these stops are basic, in not Turpin specifically, but all of them are basic intelligence tests.
Yep.
We're like, come on, dude. Like, at least drive the speed limit. That wasn't even close to the speed limit. I get it. If you're like, hey, I was going 75 and I was going with the flow of traffic. Like, I think we've all either heard or tried to make that argument. But come on, dude.
I was going with you're, the flow
yeah,
of traffic.
I guarantee
if I was really going with the flow of traffic,
somebody listening right now has gotten pulled over and said, oh, I didn't notice. I was just going with the flow of traffic. I guarantee you.
Yeah. You just teach your kids to be sick. You know, you just say, hey, gosh, we get pulled over. You, pancreas, you know, something like whatever it is.
All right. First of all, if I'm a cop, I know that your kid is full of it if he says, oh, my pancreas. Come on. All right. Next up on the list, ESPN. I'm going to read it verbatim from Saturday evening. Bobby Jenks, a two-time All-Star pitcher for the Chicago White Sox, who was on the roster when the franchise won the 2005 World Series, died in Portugal. A lot of people took issue with the way this was phrased.
This is a long headline.
It was on a tweet. Okay. I'm sorry. So, Bobby Jenks was a very important postseason pitcher for the White Sox in 2005.
He was a relief pitcher.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And he closed games for them. And so, but the way they made it sound is like through a clerical error, they left him on the roster. Yeah,
he kept getting a check.
Yeah, not two-time All-Star and World Series champion Bobby Jenks. So, as you can guess, the internet does what it does, and a lot of people were upset with the way that ESPN phrased that.
I understand that.
That seems fair, right?
I understand that for sure.
Especially
if you're a Sox fan. And you're like, I was very connected to this guy. He was more than this.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, I was thinking about it in terms of, I mean, if something terrible happened to one of the Rangers players, you're like, oh, yeah, he was on the roster. And you're like, come on, dude. We don't win the World Series
single
without
one
that
of the,
player.
Yeah, I don't know how many guys on that Rangers World Series roster didn't play a key role in a moment in the playoffs. Like, it seems like every single one of them had. Even John Gray, like, he was frustrated because he wasn't pitching enough. But then he has a shining moment in that. Cody Bradford had some shining moments.
Yes.
So, yeah, every one of those guys on those championship teams, you always have that one guy that you're like, Corey Brewer. Would we have an NBA championship if it wasn't for Corey Brewer that year where he had 7 minutes of amazing basketball?
And it got you the key win when you needed it.
It was only 7 minutes he played the whole time.
Now, Alec, I might need your input on this. Is Polymarket the wanker of the weekend, or are they just telling you the numbers and it's up to you to make your own decisions? So Polymarket right now says the odds of the Miami Dolphins winning Super Bowl 60 are 75-1. Okay.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T-Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T-Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness, like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T-Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
And the odds of Jesus returning this year are 40 to 1. Now, we talked about this with the White Sox in the past. Tua was just named a top 100 player in the NFL. Do you think they're just doing their job and running the numbers? Or do you think Polymarket needs to ask for forgiveness for pointing out that the betting odds are almost twice as likely that Jesus returns this year than the Dolphins win the Super Bowl?
I just want to know, like, can I get the odds makers, like, contact so I can be like, how does one decide how realistic it is that Jesus returns to Earth?
That is a heck of a question.
How did you land on 40 to 1? How does that happen? I don't know.
I don't know either.
But yeah, I give them their flowers for this. I think that's incredible. This needs to be something we keep track of with every major sport.
Yeah.
Even player props. Like, I want to know if it's five times more likely that Jesus comes back to Earth than PJ Tucker hits five threes in a game. Like, I want to see stuff like that. That's what I want.
Do you think it's more likely that Jesus will return in the next 5 years, or the Cowboys will win the Super Bowl in the next 5 years?
Cowboys winning the Super Bowl next year, Kevin.
Cool.
Is that where you want to be when Jesus comes back?
Dang.
You know that saying, right? You surely you've heard that before, right?
Jeez. Please forgive me,
What
Lord.
Do you care, Alec? I just bailed you out of answering that question.
You did. Thank you.
All right. Charles Jagasaw. He is an offensive lineman for Notre Dame. He fractured his arm in a utility terrain vehicle accident over the weekend in Wyoming. Does he fall into the category of wanker of the weekend? Because surely this will hurt his progression towards the season, though they said they feel like the injury is favorable for a college football return, or are ATVs and UTVs just too fun that sometimes things happen?
Dude, okay. I recently, one of Carter's friends was on one.
Oh.
It flipped.
And oh, no.
It was a very unfortunate situation. Very, like, tremendously sad.
Yeah.
And, like, to the point where the other day he brought it up and was like, yeah, we all forgot it. How, like, sad we were about that in that time. And so we're at a friend's house, and they were like, hey, do y'all want to go get on the four-wheelers? And Carter was like, no, thank you. And so, like, that's where it just seems like I hear more of those injuries and more of those types of situations than I should.
Yeah.
Or you're like, hey, it was just the Leroy Moore for Dave Matthews Band right across his own property.
Is that how he died?
Yeah, on one of those. Man. So it was tough. But I always do wonder about whenever somebody that's an athlete gets injured doing something that has nothing to do with what they were training for.
Yeah.
How the teams look at it. You know, Derek trips over his dog and the Rangers are.
What?
Yeah, the Rangers are just like, oh my gosh. But it's frustrating. And you're just like, as the athlete, I know they feel terrible because they want to be out there playing.
I mean, at least he wasn't like playing hockey.
That's
or something.
True. That's very true.
By the way, some really intriguing points being brought up on the fan text. If you bet on Jesus, how do you cash in unless you're left behind?
Oh, and at that point, you're just robbing the casinos.
You probably have bigger problems on your hands.
Like the giant locusts.
I mean, look, whether you're a believer or not, if it turns out that, like, let's say you're not a believer and turns out you're wrong, you probably have bigger issues than where to cash your Miami Dolphins Jesus ticket.
From the 682 odds maker here, Alec, it's me, Jesus, the whole time.
I feel confident that Jesus wouldn't be running a gambling racket.
Oh, it got me thinking, though.
Did it? What were you thinking about?
What if the entire existence is based on Las Vegas?
Kinda and their like bottom line. Come up with that a little earlier in human history then, but yeah. I get you.
Yeah.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, it's time for our chit chat with those fellas from the G-Bag Nation right here on 105.3 The Fan.
The 0-1. Swinging a ground ball towards the middle, through to center field, a base hit. Johnson rounds 30, comes home and scores. Bogart wheels around to third. RBI single for Jake Cronenworth. Padres leading 4-1 in the bottom of the seventh.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Right now, courtesy of D&M Leasing, it is time for our chit-chat with those fellas from the G-Bag Nation. Gentlemen, how is you today?
Fantastic, Higgy. Thank you so much for asking.
All right, I got four options for you here. Rangers?
I'll take the first two.
Oh, you might not.
I was going to say the third one.
Let's go number four.
All right, number four was the mystery topic.
Is this a top 10 situation?
No.
Are we top 10-ing?
Sounds like a Mount Rushmore situation.
Don't tell me with a good time.
Cowboys number 15 or 16, I'm betting.
Do you think people get pissed off nowadays when you ask them about the Mount Rushmore stuff?
Yeah.
Oh, we're Mount Rushmore.
I mean, it's like,
today,
oh, give me your, you know, like, you're like professional soccer guy. Okay, give me your four sock, you know, and you're like.
Pele.
Why is this always, why do I have to answer this question?
Make sure to tune into 320 to really get Brian ticked off because we're Mount Rushmoring our Cowboys balls off in the C-note.
Are we really?
Oh, yeah, we are.
I'm going to probably go Messi as well.
Messi's a good one there.
Let's couple that.
Are you doing like the Pogba are we so allowed good. To say
the CBS Sports 2000s?
Okay, good.
Yeah, we can go. Keep going.
All right. Have you guys, how was your fourth and have you ever been in or seen people battling in a fireworks fight?
Been in a fireworks fight?
Okay.
Like, okay, wait a second. What is a fireworks?
Like their weapons?
Rockets. Like using them as weapons?
Roman candles.
At each other? Yeah, you actually got the weapons where you can launch the bottle rockets with some accuracy.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't just like try and hold them. You have a PVC pipe, something all like right. that, and just use them and launch.
We had Roman candle wars in the backyard, and everybody would stand in a corner of the backyard.
That's when life was fun.
Well, my friend, his wasn't going for
nowadays,
whatever reason.
Nowadays, we can't smoke on
and
a plane.
He decided he was going to look into it, and it wasn't working still, so he blew into it.
Oh,
and
no.
And when it hit him in the eyeball, and we had to take him to the emergency room. And then he went to school the next day.
Why is it always somebody ruins like slip and slide with a broken ankle?
Exactly.
There's always somebody gets hurt and ruins it for everybody else.
We were rocking along.
I thought about that.
If you're a person that's going to get hurt, stay out of the game.
I thought about that when I graduated high school because on the cap, there was plastic wrap around and it said, do not throw this in the air as the edges could poke your eye out. And I was like, all right, that means this has happened so many times. Mm-hmm. They're like, all right, Jake, we got no question. We got to put the warning on there. It's ridiculous.
That is ridiculous,
McDonald's
dude.
Trying to sell you not to spill coffee in your lap.
Yeah, because they lost $1 million over that.
Yard darts just folding because of all the kids.
Oh, no.
You ever played yard darts before?
Yard darts?
Oh, yeah. That's
I love a good old-fashioned yard dart.
My little nephew, we were playing some yard. My grandma was like, let's play yard darts. I was like, that sounds dangerous. And my grandma brought the box out. My nephew comes out, throws one straight up in the air. Oh, we all take off. Yeah. Avery's still standing there.
No.
Oh, and I had to go save him, and it landed right where he was.
Woo! Way to go, Dad.
Oh, no. I still let him get stung by a bee once, but even that's a different story.
The fourth was great, though, Hagee. It ended up being a good time. Got a little bit sunburnt, but that's all right. That's user error right there.
Is there anybody that gets sunburned worse than this cat?
I feel like Alec and Carter probably, right?
Carter actually did a pretty nice job, and he went to, he was out in Honduras or whatever for the week.
Carter understands
scuba diving and
being a ginger, you have to lube up. Yeah. You really have to put the shield on.
Yeah, but Wolchuk goes out there like he's trying to burn his face off.
Well, the face was okay this time.
I don't care about any type of sunblock. Yeah, I'm like, it's only happened to me 6-7 times. Don't worry about it. The 8th time, I'll be lucky.
I put some on this time, in my defense, but I must have missed an area.
Where was the area?
It's the back arms.
Oh, the tricep,
Yeah, got him covered
up. Like you're married now. You can't get anybody to help you out there?
She was already out there in the ocean. I didn't want to go chase her down.
Oh, okay. So let's just the left arm burn off.
Said F it.
Hands are already
at that point, I might have been a little inebriated. I just wasn't really thinking it through.
All right.
The truth comes out. All right, fine. Guilty.
Speaking of F it ideas, while people may or may not have been inebriated, what do you think of the idea of holding a UFC on July 4th, 2026 at, quote, the White House with expectations of 25,000 people in attendance? I like the UFC. This feels like a terrible idea from a security standpoint.
Oh, the safety element of it?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Otherwise, on the 250th birthday of America?
I think it's a phenomenal idea. I love this.
It's like out in the front lawn kind of deal?
Yeah, kind of.
Rose Garden?
I guess, but you can't fit that many people in there.
We're playing baseball in the infield at Bristol. Let's go. We could do this.
Okay.
What'd you think of McGregor saying he's going to be the king of Ireland or the president of Ireland and he'll come back and fight?
Hey. Look, Conor McGregor.
I watched him actually win a match the other day on the highlights.
Must have been a long
time. On the highlights. Yeah, big time throwback.
It was like after the hot dog eating contest, they had people you forgot that actually were good at something.
It was
one of those shows.
Conor McGregor is going to go around punching people. Yeah. So do you want it to be in an authorized venue against somebody who's not 80 years old? Then yes.
That might be good.
He likes to punch
people. I'm very interested in the idea because I love the UFC
you
do.
Sure.
I think it'd be fun. But you're right. Logistically, I could see a lot of issues
with the
safety of how everything. I mean, it sounds like if somebody wanted to do something.
Yes.
It might be an easy opportunity.
And that would be.
Something's catching on fire that night. If it happens.
Yeah. And so
I just feel like something's getting caught on fire.
I was thinking about that.
We do these things all over the world now, don't we?
Absolutely. I'm just curious about the number of people.
You just limit the number that can come.
I would be in favor of that. Yeah. But the president said he would like to see 25,000 people there. And I was like,
Well, they might come push back a little bit.
You need to take at least one of those zeros off.
Like 5,000?
Yeah. 2,500. We could probably make that happen.
America's finest. Do it for the troops.
How about the first responders?
Yeah. See? Smart.
Yeah. Like that's who you have in attendance.
Smart.
Yeah.
I like it.
Or the richest 1%.
I mean, I'm not
Squid Game style.
Yeah. Everyone who was at the Bezos wedding,
there you go,
gets to go to be the.
They don't often get to do stuff like this.
Would you support it if all the first responders sold their tickets to the Bezos people, and then that way, they didn't get to go, but they probably got a lot of money
for 100% over ticket value.
That's just SeatGeek naturally.
And that is a.
I hope it didn't call it a sponsor.
But you
there.
Get the Game Time app is the one you're.
Oh, seriously,
use
it's like, oh wait, $100 for this. Oh, add on another $180 because of this.
Mm-hmm. So there's this is like back from 96, 97. There's a Simpsons episode where Mr. Burns goes, "Oh, just think, Smithers, you made fun of me when I bought Ticketmaster. Nobody will pay 100% surcharge." And then his buddy Smithers says, "It's great because it ensures a mix of the rich and ignorant." And I was like, "Man, that was so long ago, and now you're looking."
Smithers
at it.
Was ahead of his time.
Yeah, he was.
He
that
really
guy should
was.
Have listened to him more.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Did you ever see the one where the kids his apartment and they turned on his computer?
Football.
And Mr. Burns goes, "Hello, Smithers, you're quite good at turning me on." And I just thought, But dang it.
Good job, Alec.
Hilarious. Yeah,
nice work, Hagee. That's the leader Kevin. In the clubhouse for Friday.
Hey. What do you guys got coming up on the program today?
Pure Gold, as always, Kevin. Thank you so much for asking. We will have Chris Young gold on cup. At 4:20. Yeah, right out of the gates. Of course, we got to break down the handball that wasn't called in the Gold Cup. The greatness that is Joey Jaws. And, of course, we'll do our G-Bag of the Day, LA Live, 5:30, 5:40.
Do you think it's going to be a good show?
Tremendous show. Pure Gold.
As always.
Thanks for asking.
Oh, love it. That's a team.
I said it.
I said it already.
Right
yeah.
there.
I thought you did.
Yeah, but double down on it.
Yeah, we're gonna triple down on it.
Hagee's struggling.
Let's
right
go,
now.
Baby.
Pure gold, Hagee.
Well, it's like number four. You had four things. Did we get to any of them?
Did we even get to the four?
We didn't get to Chris Paul.
Oh,
yeah, we didn't talk basketball. About. We didn't talk about the Rangers.
It's always tomorrow.
We got to the UFC and the mystery topic. So
perfect.
We did good.
We crushed it.
All right,
better than the morning show.
The G Bag Nation.
No way. Your crosstalk.
Have you heard? I have been standing up for the G Bag Nation in these crosstalk discussions. Now
it's a Monday.
What are you doing that for?
I admit before.
You're a bunch of idiots working that afternoon show. I'll tell you if you listen to me.
I was not being a good teammate. I've stepped up my game.
I appreciate that.
We've also had to look at the mirror ourselves a little bit.
Good.
I'm trying to be more engaged.
Okay. Well, I'll try to do this crosstalk better than the ending I just had. Roll home with the G-Bag Nation. We've been the KNC Masterpiece. We'll be back tomorrow, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. right here on 105.3 The Fan.
Good luck, Kevin.
Thanks, buddy.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T-Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T-Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness, like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T-Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.